You are listening to Yoga International, Living Tradition, Modern Life.
For this practice, I invite you to take a comfortable cross-legged seat, or if you feel more supported at the edge of a chair, do so. As you establish your seat, check in for a moment to see if there is any unnecessary tension that you might be holding, and invite it to release. Feel both sides of your pelvis grounded where you sit. And invite your shoulders over your hips so that your spine has as much ease and length as possible. Allow your arms to relax and turn your palms down on your knees or on your thighs. And then close your eyes if they're not already. For this practice, you might notice your natural breath, but there's no need to manipulate it or control it. I'll be leading you through a practice that helps to encourage an understanding of the witnessing mind. So with your eyes closed, take your internal gaze directly ahead, so that if you were looking out at the horizon, way out in the distance, you would see the point where the land meets the sky. A definitive line. The mind has two aspects, or two ways in which it operates. We'll call one part of the mind the lower mind, or the land, and the other aspect of the mind, the higher mind, represented by the sky. The lower mind is the mind that we are probably most of the time engaged in or operating from. The lower mind is busy. It's active. It becomes entangled. It's the part of the mind that is driven by the senses, propelled by what we like, propelled by things we avoid. Essentially, it's the point in which the kleshas exist. The higher mind, unlike the lower mind, has the ability to have a more keen perspective. Its perspective is literally higher. It has the ability to witness rather than judge like the lower mind. Generally, most of our habitual thinking is a product of the lower mind. So at the point where your gaze is, out in the distance, see if you can raise it, imagining that your consciousness and the perspective of your awareness actually moves a little bit more away from the land itself, from the earth. And that as your perspective rises, you look down below and you see that there is still activity in the mind on the land. A thought might arise, a memory, an image. And all the while, as they do, the higher mind, this more keen perspective, has the notion to see that the lower mind is active. Let's think of the lower mind as the child and the higher mind as the parent. The child would do what it likes, running here and about, but the parent has the ability to discern the benefit of not engaging. So notice the next thought that arises. Name it. And as you name it, witness what you've named. The desire to then continue your engagement in that thought is the judgmental, needy mind, the lower mind. Notice the next thought that arises. And notice the need of the lower mind to qualify it. As this continues, allow the thoughts to arise, allow the images to arise, allow the memories to arise, knowing that these are activities that are happening down on the land and that there's no need to engage them for now. Imagine your awareness and your consciousness rising so far away from the busyness of the lower mind that your perspective rises up into the sky at the height of the clouds. Eventually, even the witnessing mind, which could be represented by the clouds in the sky, loses its interest in being involved in the mere practice of witnessing. As the consciousness itself becomes even more steadied, your perspective can move to be as clear as the sky itself. Cloudless even. For the time you have remaining in your practice, continue here in silence, observing what thoughts arise, doing your best not to engage them, but to see them just as thoughts. Neither try to push them away, nor walk any closer to them. Let the thoughts be busy on their own. Over time, as you progress in your practice, your awareness will naturally lift higher, further and further away, creating a vantage point where the thoughts and the busyness down on the land are hardly noticeable. No different than when you fly high in a plane, the cars, the people, and the homes disappear. So continue for the time that you have, without engaging, but rather witnessing the thoughts that arise.